Bubbler Talk, quenching Milwaukee's thirst for knowledge.
I'm WEWM's Mayan Silver with a question from Alina Katz of Glendale.
I've heard about ice cream cocktails in Milwaukee and wondering if there's something uniquely Milwaukee about them.
Did you decide yet, honey, what you like?
I think we'll do a pink squirrel.
And?
We're going to share.
Okay, you can share now, but we're not going to have sharing in the future.
Okay.
That's Shirley Zeller, taking an order from Milwaukee food writer Lori Frederick and her husband Paul. Zeller is co-owner and a waitress at the Bayview bar called At Random. It's a place that feels a little like walking into a time warp. A dimly lit interior, twinkling lights, lounge music, naugahyde booths, and a curmudgeon-y style. And yes, blended in ice cream drinks that, as Lori Frederick says, became popular post-World War II.
The ice cream drinks, a lot of them have been around in Wisconsin for a very long time. I mean, they became popularized, I think, by the Supper Club, where the idea was you came, you sat at the bar, you grabbed your brandy old-fashioned. In the meantime, you know, you order your food, you go to your table, you eat your steak and your potatoes, and then you come back to the bar at the end and have some sort of dessert. And usually that dessert is an ice cream drink. So there's this sort of full circle that it begins and it ends with the bar.
Behind At Random's bar, Shirley's son Randy says that customers who order ice cream drinks there have the same idea as those in a supper club.
Usually a good after-dinner drink. You get a lot of after-dinner people coming for ice cream.
As he scrapes a drink out of the blender and puts whipped cream on it, he talks about the signature butter cookie on the straw.
How many cookies do you think you've put on drinks over your lifetime?
Probably 1,000 or more at least.
That's probably underselling it.
You're probably right.
Randy's father, Ron Zeller, opened At Random after working at another classic Milwaukee cocktail bar, Bryant's. They don't put cookies on the ice cream drinks there, but Bryant's current owner, John Dye, explains what's uniquely Milwaukee about the almond-flavored, rose-colored pink squirrel that Lori and Paul ordered.
As far as we can figure, it was invented in the late 30s or early 40s by Bryant Sharp, who started Bryant's Cocktail Lounge. It coincided with the invention of the blender, and Bryant's picked up the use of the blender right around then. We don't know if the cream came first and then they're like, let's use ice cream, or if, because this is Wisconsin, they started using ice cream and then for those people outside of Wisconsin, they could just use cream.
Brian came up with a pink squirrel during a cocktail competition.
And he invented three fairly famous ice cream drinks, pink squirrel, the banshee, which is a banana-flavored ice cream drink, and then the blue tail fly, which is sort of this delicious blue ice cream drink with an orange flavor.
Back at At Random, Lori says these Milwaukee traditions are here to stay.
You know, ice cream and booze, most people think that's a good idea.
And Alina Katz would agree.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Support for this season's Bubbler Talk comes from Educators Credit Union, a member-owned credit union dedicated to helping those who live and work in southeastern Wisconsin make informed financial decisions. More at ecu.com. Do you have a question about the Milwaukee area that you'd like us to explore? Well, if so, submit your question at wuwm.com and maybe you'll be next to quench your thirst for knowledge.
I'll never be cross.